We'll have some rain continuing on and off today and a high around 60. New COVID cases remain high in the Quad Cities, especially in Scott County, where 108 were reported yesterday, 36 in Rock Island County, and one additional death. Dubuque County reported 55 new cases. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker noted during a stop in Rockford yesterday that it's not just an increase in cases that's keeping the state from further reopenings.
Unfortunately, as you know from recent reports, the number of hospitalizations is increasing. The number of cases of people going into ICU beds is increasing, and that's of great concern to us. So we want to make sure that before we reopen any further in the state, that we get that under control.
Case-wise, Illinois reported its largest single-day increase since January with almost 3,800 yesterday. Iowa, 759 new cases. The Iowa City School District says 127 students and five staff members have tested positive or are presumed positive, and that's prompted the district to close 11 classrooms and quarantine more than 660 students and 16 staff members due to exposure. This comes as Governor Kim Reynolds maintains the virus is not transmitted in schools. She did note yesterday, however, that she is not familiar with the particular situation in Iowa City. As Dana Cronin reports, Illinois education leaders remain concerned about the pandemic's effects on the state's students.
It's been more than a year now since Governor J.B. Pritzker ordered schools to close to in-person learning in order to stop the spread of COVID-19. Illinois' Deputy Governor for Education, Jesse Ruiz, says he's very concerned about the toll the past year has taken on students of all ages. Speaking on the 21st show, Ruiz says there will be resources available to all school districts in the state to help students recover learning opportunities that may have been lost.
Having an interim assessment. This isn't high stakes testing. This is something that every district will have next fall so that we can see where students are at. We can just simply find out exactly where students are at so we can meet the individual needs of students.
Ruiz says other resources will include high impact tutoring and having bridge programs to help students transition to higher grade levels. I'm Dana Cronin.
The Davenport School Board violated the state constitution when it sold a former school to a nonprofit organization. That is the conclusion of state auditor Rob Sand after looking into the sale of Lincoln Elementary School in 2019 to Together Making a Better Community, an affiliate of the Third Missionary Baptist Church. Sand says the board agreed to sell it for $30,000, turning down a much higher bid, $290,000, from a private developer.
There's a clause in the Iowa Constitution that prohibits public funds, taxpayer dollars, from simply being donated to nonprofit organizations. If you're going to sell a building at hundreds of thousands of dollars less than what it's worth, when you have other bids available, that's essentially a donation you're making to that nonprofit.
Not only did the board lose revenue by turning down the higher bid, selling to a nonprofit meant the property would be tax exempt and the school district would lose that potential revenue as well. Sand says he can't block or cancel the sale, so what happens next depends on the board and district residents. He also criticized board member Linda Hayes for her clear conflict of interest. She was employed by the church and still participated in the sale discussion. In a statement, the district says after reviewing the report, district officials had a productive and informative meeting with the Iowa auditors. As a result of that meeting, the district is proactively adopting and implementing the recommendations made by the state auditor's office. Well, in sports, the Cubs lost to the Brewers 4-2. The Cardinals beat the Marlins 7-0. The White Sox lost to the Mariners 8-4. Augustana softball scheduled to host North Central for a doubleheader starting at 4 o'clock today. I'm Jay Pierce.